This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the softest concrete you'll ever hear. But first, summer continues at Camp Treetops. Gabby Lampert is in her fifth week of summer camp in New York's Adirondack Mountains. She's 11 years old and has been checking in with us periodically throughout this, her first summer away from home. Gabby, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Well, it's awfully good to talk to you again. What you been up to?
Well, I've been doing lots of projects, and I went on a trip.
A trip?
Yes.
Where?
A sailing trip to a place called Bluff Island. You know, we sailed there, and then we swam and sailed back.
Sounds like fun, was it?
Yeah, it was great. Also, In the pot shop where they do clay and stuff, I just finished two pieces.
Yeah.
You know, you get to go on the wheel, and they teach you how to do it, and then it goes in the firing, and then you pick the colors and glaze it and then put it back, and it comes out all pretty and shiny.
Yeah, so you've made a couple of pots?
Yeah.
When I was at camp, I used to make ashtrays for my mother and father, but you can't do that anymore, can you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah, okay, that's just as well. Don't want to encourage them. I understand Thursday of this week was something called Backwards Day?
Yes.
Which is what?
It's a day where everything is, well, backwards. You wear, you know, your clothes backwards, and we have dinner in the morning and breakfast at night and dessert first.
When you say you wear your clothes backwards, I mean, is this a T-shirt and a pair of shorts turned around?
Yeah.
What about your shoes?
Well, some people did. I didn't. I thought it would be too hard to walk.
I'm trying to figure out how you'd do that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But it was a fun day at any rate.
Yeah.
Gabby, I seem to recall there are boys there at Camp Treetops, aren't
yes.
there? And what are they like?
At camp. They're like any other boys, young and sometimes annoying.
Unlike we mature men, I'm sure. Well, what do you find annoying about boys? Do they say stupid things?
Well, everybody says stupid things.
You're a very wise and mature young woman then to realize that. Look, I mean, it's your business, but, I mean, is there any one boy you like more than another?
No, not at this camp.
Oh, somewhere else?
I have a friend at home.
Well, you guys will see each other in the city soon.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're in no hurry to leave there.
No. I don't really want to leave.
Having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gabby, I owe you an apology. Last time we spoke, I told you how my mother used to sneak gum into me at camp. And it was wrong for me to kind of give you pointers on how to break the rules there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Oh, no.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't give you that kind of advice. I should be a better friend to you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, dear. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Gabby Lampert's at summer camp in the Adirondack Mountains. We'll check in with her again before she heads back home to New York City.